You're listening to the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
No, it's okay. It's the sage. If I go down a rabbit hole, sometimes I go, okay, is it time for lunch yet? Because I can't remember what I was saying. Oh. What were we talking about?
Your friend, the Jewish friend that you had.
Oh yeah, that not knowing the foreshadowing. That's all evident there. I mean, just like I told you today. Here you've done all the studying. Mm-hmm. You've been to Israel like me, mm-hmm. and you didn't know the donkey has a cross on its back.
Yeah.
When you were in Israel, did you see the little white birds? There's these little white birds.
No.
They look like a dove, and they have one looks like one blood spot on its side.
Yeah. No.
It's amazing. It's this blood spot. Well, the talk is now maybe you could say they made this up. Maybe I don't know, but. They said that one of these doves flew by Jesus when he was on the cross and touched his blood. And forevermore now, it has that mark on it.
Wow.
Or the donkey has a cross on it.
Yeah.
I mean, folks.
Yeah.
You know, how can the Jews look at we were talking about the guy who said that, you know, the Jews stuck together. And so they have a hard time accepting Jesus because they feel like they're going, half my family's Jewish.
Okay.
I'll tell you all about it sometime. But so it's like, oh, there'll never be a Christmas tree in our house, my niece said. Well, okay. And her mother was Jewish, and my brother's child. But because they're social, they say they're social Jews because they've learned, you know, hey, Moish. We're a little group. You're going to make the shoes. I'm going to be the jeweler. David over here is going to be the baker, and we'll all help each other and buy from each other. And I think I'm always trying to figure out why is there this prejudice against the Jews? Well, it could be things like that on the earthly level that, you know, they stick together and people are, you know, jealous of that. But on a spiritual level, it really shouts that the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is God.
Yeah.
Because Jesus said, the world hates me because I show them, I reveal to them that their deeds are evil.
Right.
Okay, next book is...
next one is...
Your daughter on the cover.
Yeah, part of a
Trek
two...
and Treasure.
Right, that's the series that it's a part of, but the book is actually called Redeemed and Redefined, and it's about eight women in the Bible who are redeemed by the Lord. And four of them are from the Old Testament, four of them are from the New Testament. The four that are from the Old Testament are the ones in the lineage of Christ. So they are also not just redeemed from their situation, but they are redefined because now, regardless of their past, they are now forever linked to the lineage of Jesus Christ.
God said the Messiah would come through the lineage of David, and we know both Joseph and Mary came from the lineage, and that's why when you look in the Bible as
you
a kid,
you're wondering,
who begot who? Abraham had Jacob, and Jacob had this, and Billy Bob had this, and what is all this about?
And it's important. Those lineages are hugely important because think about it today. If Jews are still waiting for the Messiah to come, they know that he's going to come from the house of David. They need a lineage to prove it. All the lineages were stored up in the temple. That was destroyed in 70 AD. There's no lineage that leads back to David today.
Not even Joseph and Mary?
Well, Joseph and Mary were before the temple was destroyed.
Okay.
So the lineage of Jesus is in the Bible, and we have the record of that. But we don't have any record of today's people and population going back to the lineage.
Do you ever ask, if you're Jewish, do you ever say, why do we no longer sacrifice a lamb?
Right.
Behold,
right.
Because the Lamb of God has come.
Yeah. And Abraham saw that day.
And it's love. And you don't have to give up your Jewishness. You stay Jewish.
Right. Right. A lot of, because back in New York, we had a lot of Jewish friends and stuff as well, and still do. And a lot of the time, it's a hard thing because it's a cultural thing. It's being Jewish is cultural. And so you stay within the boundaries of the culture. And it's no different than I'm Catholic Italian when I was young. Even though I was Catholic, I was culturally Catholic. I was not a believing Catholic.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's not until, whether Jew or Gentile, you have a personal relationship with God and you seek him out personally. Bible says, if you'll seek me, you'll find me.
When you seek me, With all your heart.
Yeah. So, and that's open to anybody, whosoever will. So,
where do you think the Catholic Church has missed it in some ways? Because I tend to attend up in Vermont because I went into the other churches in town and the guy's wearing all the gay colors. This is a beautiful big white church. It's a local church. And I said, I'm not going to put myself under the tutelage of this guy. I'm sorry. But I don't believe sinners should be in authority positions. And that also includes people living a lifestyle that's not biblical. But anyway, so I go to the Catholic Church, and it was partially created by the lady who was the Sound of Music.
The nun. I forget her name.
And she had her place up there because they said it looked like Austria. So they built this big famous hotel up there, and you go and visit and stay in the site. It's this modest little Catholic church. And having been in a lot of churches where there's a lot of raucous and a lot of noise, and you're a musician.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll talk
yes.
about this some other time. So am I.
Mm-hmm.
But I think a little bit of showbiz has entered some of the churches.
Yeah.
And the good thing about the Catholics, you go in there, you don't even, who's singing? You know,
and a little bit of showbiz is not a bad thing. You know, I mean, you even David, like, because I wrestle with that, you know, being a musician, and we had a band that traveled, but you wrestle with perfection and excellence, and the two couldn't be further apart than heaven and hell. So it's a matter of surrendering it, because the soul needs to be ministered to as well as the spirit.
Well, right now we're talking about my anointed.
Yeah.
This sounds arrogant, I apologize, but I was anointed by God.
Yeah.
For the music ministry.
And that's, yes.
And I was not anointed by man. Mm-hmm. I do not want man's anointing. I don't need man's approval or permission.
Right.
And, and that's the one thing. Now, you have these books. Mm-hmm. I always want to know about this, too. I think, okay, it says in the scriptures, forever learning, but never coming to the knowledge of truth.
Mm-hmm.
Now, sometimes I say, okay, it's fun to be, once you know Jesus, it's fun to be entertained by learning all this.
Mm-hmm.
But forever coming to them. So I think it's kind of like the meat when Paul was saying the milk of the word is knowing the word. I think the meat of the word is when you go out and put bandages on somebody.
Yeah.
The meat
yeah.
of this word, when you feed somebody that's hungry.
Yeah.
So we can get so wrapped up in being, with activities.
Mm-hmm.
Watch out. It's just like, I'm in a crowd. We're in a group. And I'm going to raise my hand to speak. And I go, Rhett, are you speaking because you want to hear yourself talk today?
Yeah.
Or are you speaking because you have something to give the people here?
Yeah.
Now, there's one other time to speak. There are times when you're in a situation by talking, it cleans you up. When you talk about something and it's good for you. It's cleansing.
Oh, okay.
What's the word I'm looking for?
Cathartic?
Yes, cathartic. Thank you very much. That's the exact word. So, but I have to now, I go, okay, now what are you doing here? Most of the time, you know. So I want to ask, now you did a book on Genesis.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So there was this lady on TV with three other ladies. I guess they're the wives of some famous pastors or something. And I passed by. You ever go into a bookstore and start reading from a book?
Mm-hmm.
And then you walked out and you go, oh, no, that's swimming in my head. What book was that? You have no idea.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, well, these two, I'm passing by, going, blah, 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 changing channels or on the YouTube or whatever. And they said, oh, ladies, listen to this. The same word that God used in the Bible for his love for man, he later uses to show the love that women have for their man. So if you think about it, it's so true because, you know, think about how women are saying, you know, like the Bible says, only a fool does not confer with his wife.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, God has given us the shoulders to make the final decision and also to bear the consequence of those decisions.
Right.
But he is a fool who does not confer. Barbara will say, don't do business with this one.
Mm.
And if I do, I get burned.
Mm.
She always knows, it seems. And so what I want to know is, I have this thing where I think women are this great gift that God has given man. It says he who finds a wife finds a good thing.
Yes.
And so do you kind of get what I mean? I wanted to know if you found that word, and if you don't, could you ferret it out?
I could ferret it out,
I have another question. I was talking with a friend yesterday. So a contract has a beginning date and an end date.
Yes.
Does a covenant?
Yes.
Oh, it has a beginning date and an end date. So if we screw up, we can lose our salvation?
Oh, I'm thinking of it in different terms. Okay, so I'm thinking of the covenant that God has made with Adam,
yes,
had a beginning date, and his Adamic covenant has an end date. And that then transferred into the covenant that he made with Noah, which then had a beginning date and then an end date. So there were, and then Abraham, the Abrahamic covenant. And then that was finished up with the Mosaic covenant. And then
each one was swallowed
up.
He loved King Saul. Did you see the new movie on King
David?
Yes.
You mean the series?
Yeah, he already killed Goliath, and then it stops because they're filming it now.
I know. I can't wait to see more.
It's so well done. But
yeah.
Saul lost his kingship because he consulted a soothsayer.
Yes.
And God abhorred him, apparently,
yeah,
after that.
Yeah, well,
so that means even though Jesus called me by name, could there be a day if I did enough wrong things that Jesus would no longer say, Rhett, you're not my friend anymore?
You know, I'm not exactly sure, but I do know this. There is a scripture that says, I can blot you out of my book. So, I don't want to be blotted out, Lord. I pray I trust it's going to stay, but I also know that I need to keep my heart surrendered and before the Lord, ever before him. Many will come to me in that day and say, Lord, haven't we done this in your name? And haven't we done that in your name? And he's going to say, I never knew you who practice lawlessness.
You TV evangelist, I never knew you.
Yeah, well, yeah.
And to others he'll
not
say,
all people are the bride of Christ.
And to others he'll say, you fed me when I was hungry, clothed me when I was naked, visited me in prison.
Right.
And I can see this old Jewish guy. He said, what, Jesus, I don't remember you.
Right.
Who are you? He said, Mr. Bernstein, when you fed me, when you fed the least of these, my brethren, you also fed me. Come in for your reward.
It is great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So let's all go out and feed somebody, do some good.
Yeah.
So I hope you'll come back with some frequency. We got a lot to get to know about each other. God bless you and your husband.
Thank you.
And welcome to Vero Beach. When did you move here?
3 years ago.
Okay. Well, we'll talk more. Folks, if you're listening to this, it's a new day if you want it to be. That's the name of our show. It's a new day. It can be a new day for you. All you have to do is quietly on your own. You know that song, when I fall to my knees, I touch the sky. Mm-hmm. And you humble yourself before God and say, Lord, I believe you died on the cross for my sins, rose from the dead, and I, my own will, I surrender my will to you, take over the rest of my life. And I guarantee you, he will reveal himself to you, and you will be what we consider born again. It's
Amen.
A new day. The lady I've been talking to is Joanna Fruhoff, and she's written all these books, and you can find them on
Amazon.com.
Okay, Fruhoff. Joanna Fruhoff. I'm Rhett Palmer.
Tune in again Monday at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is A New Day.
We'd like to thank Pleens Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie for sponsoring It's a New Day. We'd also like to thank Center for Advanced Eye Care, Dr. Mallon, Center for Advanced Eye Care with offices in Fort Pierce and in Vero Beach. Thank you for supporting us. See you.
sorrow, you will call forth in His time. You are Lord, Lord of the harvest, calling our hope now to rise. Anticipation, we await the promise to come. Everything that you have spoken will come to pass. Let it be done. Let it be done.
Lord Jehovah, Abba Father, you are the great I am. For every need there is a name. Lord Jehovah, Abba Father, I don't die. Lord, embrace that wouldn't let me fall. I hear your voice, God. God, I hear your voice, God. All the things I know now, I wish I knew. I tried so hard, did all I could do. Now I hear your voice, God. God, I hear your voice. So
winning or losing in the game of life? Do you even know where to find the rules of the game? There are things you do that make life work and things that cause it to come apart. Tune in for Born to Win with Ronald L. Dart right here on WCNO 89.9 FM every Sunday morning at 7. And we'll talk about whether you were born to lose or born to win. And visit us online at borntowin.net.
Hi, this is Kim from sunny South Florida, and I'd like to share with you some exciting things that God is doing in the world of arts and entertainment. Join me now for A Heart for Hollywood.
On the good ship, Lollipop it.
From Shirley Temple to Judy Garland to Britney Spears, from Andy Rooney to Donny Osmond to Justin Timberlake. Millions of us have enjoyed young artists' gifts of music, dancing, and acting, and we have been amazed by many other famous children born with incredible gifts and talents as they bring us joy, laughter, and maybe even tears. Shirley Temple was dubbed America's Little Miracle by President Franklin D. Roosevelt. This little child raised the spirits of Americans who were struggling through the Great Depression. But is God calling these young people? What are they to do with their gifts and talents? And what are the parents of these incredible kids to do? God certainly wants to use them. He certainly endowed them with these incredible talents. Young artists and their parents must keep their hearts close to the Lord's heart and in deep fellowship with him if they are to be used by him and not succumb to the dark sides of success. They are going to be susceptible to all of the difficulties and temptations that come with pride. When we start to think it is about us and not God's gifts to us, the problems begin. When pride takes over your soul, the gift becomes corrupted and an idol is produced in us. Proverbs 3:6 reminds us, "In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path." If we stay in close communion with our Creator, a calling can and will be a tremendous blessing to God and to entire nations. God really does call children. Samuel was brought to the temple to be raised up, and he served God and God's people. David, the poet, songwriter, was called to slay Goliath and save God's people. God is calling his artists, and some of them may be your young children. Listen carefully to discern his voice and his will, and let his beauty be seen through their gifts. I invite 10-year-old Gage, who will now share his prayer for all the young artists.
Dear Lord, thank you so much for telling your disciples to let the little children come unto you. When you are calling them to Hollywood, Lord, especially please protect them. Watch out for your creative children, whom you've blessed with talent like singing, playing instruments, drawing, painting, and acting. Bless and protect all the young actors and let them find other Christian kids to be friends with. Make their parents wise and teach them to resist temptation. Keep everyone safe while they follow you. Jesus, please keep us close to you and bless all the young artists, writers, directors, and actors. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Confessing that I feel myself surrounded each The pathway is broken and the signs are unclear, and I don't know the reason why you brought me here. But just because you love me the way that you do, I'm gonna walk through the valley if you want me to. Cause I'm not who I was when I took my first step, and I'm clinging to the promise you're not through with me yet. So if all of these trials closer to you, then I will go through fire if you want me to. It may not be the way I would have chosen. When you lead me through a me, and I'm all by myself, and I can't hear you answer my cries for help. I'll remember the suffering your love put you through, and I will go through the valley if you.
Joy, love. This is Luke Lewis.
I'm Tiffany Young, and we're with Treasure Coast Realty Group. Join us every Wednesday at 5:30 p.m. for our show, Keeping It Real Estate.
We'll cover everything from getting you ready to purchase a home to sharing programs that help with closing costs and tips to sell your home hassle-free.
Plus, we'll dive into local market conditions, have special guests, and take your calls live on the air.
Don't miss this power-packed show to help you achieve your real estate goals. See you then.
You served our country. Now let me, the home lady, serve you. Operation Veteran Home Ownership helps veterans use their VA home benefit. You earned it. Now use it. For more information, call 800-229-9792.
Oh, Lord. Yes, Lord, I love to worship you. You have given me so much to be thankful for, and my words are not enough to express my love. So everything I have inside of me, Lord, I give to you, and there is nothing more to do. Lord, there's nothing more to do. There is nothing more to do but worship.
I'd rather be in you. Every Monday, we will bring you stories from the front line of ministry, ordinary people doing extraordinary things for God. We will redefine where the front line is, from risky missions to comfortable caring, always with the invitation for you, the listener, to look for the front line in your life. Tune in to 89.9 FM every Monday at 11 a.m. Get on the front line.
Hi there, this is John Nelson with FamiliesRecover.org. We offer hope and support for families being torn apart by addiction, enabling healthy decision-making that leads to a productive and meaningful lives. You can reach us at 772-285-5828.
Chains, I came to your door and fell on the floor of mercy. Guilty I stood, guilty I was. I couldn't hide my shame. Just as I am, just as I am.
Yeah.
You're listening to WCNO, Palm City.